What are the men's golf team doing? We're checking right now here on this PPPD of this podcast. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State men's golf have been in action this week in South Carolina, specifically Bluffton, South Carolina. It's the K-State men's golf team led by Nicholas Mason, who's at the time being at top of the individual leaderboard, all alone in first place at the 32 under par, 544 after two rounds yesterday at the par 72, 7,085 yard course out there, Collection River Club out there in Bluffton, South Carolina. Nicholas Mason leading the way here on both the ends here, heading to the final round. I will not have those results right now until probably tomorrow here as we get in this thing in here, the postcast PBD edition. Quote, we have something here from head coach Grant Robbins of the K-State men's golf team. Quote, the guys played really well today, and goes on to say, quote, the conditions were perfect, and with the greens as good as they are, you could make a lot of birdies. I was glad to see us able to take advantage of that, end quote, as well. And we know what the men's golf team is capable of now, with a lot of hype. Obviously, what they've done on the last, what, year and a half or so with this veteran squad, slash a little young, too, but they got a little something here going on as well. As we continue, they're still playing as we record this podcast in the final round, so we'll see how it all ends up for K-State. This could be another win for K-State. We'll see what happens here. The Cats did get off to a good start in the second round, carding a 19 under par 269 in the first round, which was the second lowest in school history, and they continued that momentum in a PM session there with a 13 under par 275 in the second round there as well. What a tournament right now for Nicholas Mason, who at the time being right now sits in first place, 11 under par. He shot a 7 under par 65 in the first round, the lowest of his K-State career, before wrapping up his day. Now, they played actually two rounds on Monday, so they played a first and a second round. Interesting enough, probably because of the weather over there in South Carolina. And 4 under par to finish up Mason's card here, par 68 in round two. Mason, first round is tied for the 6th lowest in K-State school history, and he is tracking for a top 54 hole score. If it holds up like that, he would win individual this tournament right here as well. Mason, sophomore, with a 1-stroke lead heading into this final round action today, looking for his first career individual title and his 5th career top 5 finish. I won't know anything else until late tonight. We're rooting for Nicholas here to get it done here in South Carolina here. Joining Mason inside the top 15, Will Hopkins, tied for 7th place. Luke O'Neill is in the top dozen as well with 12. You see who sat 12th place right now. Hopkins, circling back to him, shot a 6 under, par 66 in round 1. His lowest of the season and his 2nd lowest of his K-State career. Then followed it up with the afternoon session with a 1 under par 71. Luke O'Neill shot back-to-back 3 under 69 rounds. So that's consistency right there. Next for K-State, Tim Tillemans, who is sitting outside the top 20, 22nd with a 5 under par 139. Tillemans shot an even par in the opening round, par 72, followed up in a PM session round 2. Jumped 22 spots with a 5-under second round. Lorenz Rydren locked up for 27th place right now. 4-under par, 140. 3-under in round 1, par 69. And then followed up with a nice 1-under par 71 PM session there. And then right there, Cooper Schultz, who was the men's golfer of the month back in all the way back last September, folks. He is 27th right now, locked up with his teammate Lawrence Rydren, 4 under par, 140, and then good second round with 300 par 69 as well. Again, we'll follow it up. I know this is going to come out an odd time, but we got to apologize for that. Again, K-State's got a lot going on, all things K-State right now, so we'll see how it all shakes out for Will Hopkins looking to cash in his first individual title. We'll see how it all shakes out there at Bluffington, South Carolina. At the end of the day, I won't get the results till at the end of the day, at probably around dinner time, most likely. So, because I got coming up here, our special guest here coming here right after this. So, yep. So that's what the men's golf team putting it down out there in South Carolina right now, and we'll see how it all shakes out here in a couple hours for Project Podcast. Once again, appreciate y'all. If you're listening for the first time or have been listening for a while, we appreciate your support. But the second thing you got to do, tell your K-State friends about this podcast. The third thing, leave a star rating or review. No one stars. We ain't allow that. Not even a 2-star. No more of that nonsense. We're going for 4-5 stars on this podcast. It helps us out. Not only helps us out, but it helps out a future K-State fan out there, or fans out there who are searching for more K-State content outside of just football and football and men's basketball, because men's basketball right now getting ready for the Big 12 tournament as well. We'll have all that on a special weekly edition coming up, episode 149, coming up this week. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, postcast, PBD edition. Eddie Greer, talk to you on the next episode. Go Cats.